Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back indeed on a live Thursday night. What's today's date? I don't know anymore. ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only,
the man with free juice. It is I, Sean Black, back in the building once again.
Oh, and yes, our third partner is out, you know, celebrating OJ's freedom, I guess, or whatever. So, Sean, is it going to be you and me tonight? The number to call to express your comments, concerns, or questions, or to let all you want to call to get some free juice from us. The number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Sean, once again, we cannot piss people off tonight, but do you want to continue talking about why people are pissed off today?
You know, it's hot enough out here. We might as well.
Oh, talk about hot one indeed. This has been a hot week, ladies and gentlemen. We have so much stories for so little time. Because once again, our show is only an hour, but I'll go give a highlight of the craziness that's happening this week for our listeners around the world. For example, Trump cares, Sean's favorite topic, was killed this week. A black Muslim police officer in Minnesota killed a white woman. Don't ask me why, but this made the news. Comedian Kevin Hart got caught cheating with another woman on his pregnant wife. R&B singer R. Kelly is known as a sex cult leader and have women captive at his home. Also, we have R&B singer Usher. He has herpes.
Can't make this stuff up.
He has herpes for the last eight years, and he paid the woman that he has sex with, who probably gave it to her, to keep her mouth shut, pay $1.something million. And we have Senator John McCain, who's diagnosed with cancer, that's in the hospital right now. And I'm sure if there's time, Sean will get into that about him later. And what else we have? We have the New York City subways, the people that are not New Yorkers. The subways are a bigger mess than it was before.
Oh, yeah.
Sad news today, Linkin Park singer Lisa commits suicide. I'm a Linkin Park fan. And the juice is about to be loose. Once again, I'd like to talk about all these topics, but once again, we only have an hour show.
Yeah. And there's a good possibility that a lot of these topics, some of them, half of them, most of them, we'll probably be talking about on our next show on Monday. So
Monday night, yes, indeed.
Yeah, so we'll be back on our normal Monday night at 10:30. And as you can hear just from that mouthful there, we have a full plate of stuff. And remember, it's Thursday. Something else can be added to that between now and Monday night. So stay tuned.
And, of course, to our listeners out there, our favorite callers, Joe from Montana. If you are listening right now, Sean and I both agree we want you to call. And also our favorite other caller, Nas. But Joe from Montana, we have some questions for you. So if you tune in tonight, please call later on or tune in Monday night at 10:30. We'd like to make you a guest co-host of this show and join our panel. Is that right, Sean Black?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I told Sean Black we ain't going to talk about it tonight, but we couldn't help it because, once again, we went from the trial of the century to early in the afternoon on all TV networks to the parole of the century with the same guy.
Yeah.
In case you have not heard, O.J. Simpson has granted his parole and scheduled to leave prison on October 1st. The first thing I did when I heard the news is call Sean Black right away. I'm like, oh, Sean, you know we have to talk about it because, not because Sean and I were surprised by the results. I think, okay, this part I'm speaking for myself, it was a little bit of deja vu of how long ago was the trial, Sean?
That trial happened 22 years ago.
Okay, think about this. 22 years ago, everybody was glued to the TV. All shut down. Everybody. Schools glued to the TV to listen to the verdict, guilty or not guilty. This today was something similar, not as crazy, but I guess more people work now. But I was walking around, and even in my office, people was glued to the TV. And I heard some mumbles from some white people, some white colleagues of mine. Oh, he should write in jail. I can't believe it. Most likely this a-holes will get off. You know, a lot of kind words. So I kept my mouth shut because, you know, I'm in a workplace. I have to be professional to a certain degree. So I went to a different room to watch the verdict, and I saw it. It doesn't affect me. I really don't care because that's the way I am. But, Sean, what was your outtake from this parole granted? Do you think it was fair? And what do you think is in hold for O.J. Simpson's future?
Well, as all of this played out, as we've seen on TV and as you mentioned, in all of our conversations that we've had about this topic and the conversations we've had with other people, family members, friends that've seen this, you get a lot of mixed emotions. You get a lot of mixed reactions. One, okay, O.J. Simpson, polarizing is the first word that comes to mind. And at the same time, you kind of look at it as like, well, I did not believe he was going to get out. And I think the consensus for most people, I give
really?
You this reason. The consensus that most people that I know of that cared remotely about O.J., so people that even didn't even know O.J.'s parole appointment was today until maybe yesterday when it was all over the news. I thought, he's going to rot in jail. The reason why he's in jail is because this is kind of like a karma payback for getting off on the first murder trial. So a lot of people thought, you know, he had a parole hearing 2 years ago. And it was shot down, and he had to again wait another 2 years for the next appointment. He's going to be a free man either on or about October the 1st. My thinking is this. If you're this person, O.J. Simpson, when you're looking at everything, did he get a fair shake based on just this case? Yes. Because from everything that I've read from other lawyers that have tried this case or that have looked at it, if this was not O.J. Simpson, he probably would only be in jail 6 months. But because he's O.J. Simpson, and because O.J. Simpson is an idiot for what he's done, he got 8-9 years. Based on that, yeah, go ahead.
So, refresh people's memory a little bit of why he went to jail.
O.J. Simpson,
9 years ago.
O.J. Simpson went to jail 9 years ago because he and I believe three other people went to a memorabilia spot in Las Vegas, and apparently O.J. was led to believe that a lot of the memorabilia that was being sold was stolen from him. As was being sold, his idea was in cahoots with these three other gentlemen that they were going to take this memorabilia back, thinking that it was his. When he explained it during his arrest and consequently when he was sentenced, he said, I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, et cetera, et cetera. The recording of the talking between the guys as they came to the memorabilia spot was recorded by one of the people that was there with him. And apparently there was a gun involved. They tipped memorabilia. Somebody could have been shot. A number of things could have happened. In any event, he got 9 he was sentenced to 33 years, but he's going to only serve about 9 years. So that's why he's in jail now. He's going to be getting
okay.
out too.
Alright, but I'm addressing this case tonight, but once again, like I said, the reaction, okay, I'm not going to lie, let's bring the race factor into this. It's different compared to 20 years ago. Back then, it was black and white, black versus white. Like, a lot of black people was happy that he got, quote unquote, got away with it, and a lot of white people are upset that he did get away with it. Whether you think O.J. did it or not, we discussed about that many times before. It's 22 years ago. Let's give that up.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, but, and Sean, you was right there when I talked to a legal person about this. Was this the right decision? She told me yes. Why? People need to pull their emotions to the side. And let's think about this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he got acquitted. He was found not guilty in the first trial. We all know once you found not guilty, he cannot be found guilty again. There could be a civil trial which he lost that, and he had to pay the Brown family millions and millions of dollars. Go look at that. You know, what's done is done. Don't be mad at him. He did his part. Be mad at the system. And the lawyers did their job. I wish I had OJ Lloyd. I wish I had OJ Lloyd right now.
Yeah. Even more so. This the reason why a lot of people, and this goes back to, as you were saying, this goes back to the first case. You cannot use anything from the first case and attach it to this, because they are two completely different ideals, two completely different cases. And as I've watched a lot more of the explanation involved, based on just singularly this case, he was in jail, a model citizen. He helped other prisoners, I guess, get into reading, et cetera. He learned computer courses. He learned to do blogging, et cetera, et cetera. For all intents and purposes, he was a model citizen and did nothing. He got into no trouble. He got into no physical altercations. He was basically a model citizen.
And you know what? He played the game right. He played
exactly that
game right.
And looking at this, the parole hearing, now, we can ask if O.J. Simpson he's gotten older, he's 70 years old, but has jail changed him? And I'm going to tell you what it does. It has not changed him at all. Remember, he was an actor before getting into jail. If you remember, if you saw bits and pieces of the footage, there were times when he did not show any contrition at all, where he looked like he was ready to yell and scream when brought up about, well, did you do anything, or are you going to be violent, have you learned your lesson, et cetera, et cetera. He said, well, I was not convicted. I am innocent of what I was charged with the first
case.
He
was being himself. He was being a perfect a-hole that he is.
Yes.
He's an a-hole, bottom line. And personally, he deserved to fight in jail for being an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And as we discussed before, I brought this many times and have defended my case many years ago. Do I think he did it? I don't think so. But I think he knows who did it, or he's somewhat involved in it. He is not 100% clean. Did he get his hands around Nicole's neck? Did he took the knife and stab her? I don't know. And guess what? The world may never know. Three people know what happened, and two of them are dead. You know?
Exactly.
And they spoke to the family of Caitlyn Jenner, Kris Jenner, and the Brown family. They're all upset. I mean, they have the right to be upset, but once again, don't be upset with the system. Oh, don't be upset with OJ. Be upset with the system. What's done is done.
Yeah. And such as this case, I've seen wall-to-wall coverage from ESPN, CNN, MSNBC, the regular networks, ABC, CBS, Fox, etc. They have all talked ad nauseum about the reason why after 20 3 years, everybody is still fascinated by the O.J. Simpson, not just the case, but everything involved, especially after the TV series that was based on Jeffrey Toobin's book and the documentary that won an Academy Award from ESPN. The continued ideology behind why O.J. Simpson is so fascinating and et cetera. The reason why it is because the person that he is, the person that he's portrayed, and the fact that race always plays a key role in stories like this. He was the first documented real popular African-American who was safe to white America. That is, the perception is he beat the system and got away with murder and did not show any contrition at all after the fact that he went, not to say he was innocent, but was found not guilty, was acquitted. Lived his, quote-unquote, lived his life. And it was because of stupidity that got him in jail. And now, after all of this, between the book that he wrote, that the If I Did It, and then the proceeds that he was supposed to be getting, $33 million case against him, where he was supposed to be paying money in the civil suit that he lost, shortly after he won the murder case. He's supposed to be paying to the Goldman family, all of that money, and et cetera, et cetera. When he gets out of jail, he's got $500,000 worth of NFL pension money waiting for him because he makes $25,000 a month in NFL pension that no one can touch. So if he is going to live his life, he's going to be able to live it comfortably if he is able to stay out of the media and stay out of the limelight. Because if he tries to make a book out of his jail experiences, if he tries to go on TV and make a TV series, try to make a movie out of anything he's done, the Goldmans and the Browns are going to pounce all over that, and any money he makes will go right toward that $33 million that he supposedly owes them.
Okay.
Because of that.
All right. I'm happy they say that. Do you see O.J. getting a job or doing something or trying to find ways to make money to pay it off? Yes, he may need to work. But at 7 years old, as the type of man that he is and his status, matter of fact, one guy told me on Facebook that he has O.J. rookie card. And I'm like, okay. I told him, nobody don't want to buy that now. He told me the retail value for that is $500.
Wow.
And I told him, that's it? Only 500? Think about it. An O.J. rookie, if it was not for what had happened, that's guaranteed to be over $5,000, maybe $50,000 of rookie card for O.J. Simpson. $500 for O.J., that's nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
If you've seen Twitter, I don't have a Twitter account, but every so often I'll go on Twitter just to catch a gauge on what people are thinking as far as that goes. If you just type in, you don't have to even type in OJ. Just type in O. And all of these tweets are all based on OJ Simpson. And the tweets that people have, there's one instance that I find quite hilarious. OJ Simpson was sentenced to 33 years and got out of jail before the Eagles won a Super Bowl. How is that wrong? There are memes all over the place with O.J. Simpson. Pictures of Kris Jenner dancing around saying, well, this is what she's doing now that O.J. is getting out of jail. There's a picture of Jay-Z. If you remember, Jay-Z did that track, The Story of O.J.
Yes.
There's a picture of Jay-Z with his face like, this is the look that Jay-Z gives knowing that O.J. is back asking for his album cut. So, I'm telling you, Twitter has basically lost its mind with this whole O.J. thing.
Of course. It broke the internet today. That's what I told you earlier. We have to talk about it because something about O.J., we're fascinated about it. And to be honest, I know it's about the race thing that a black man, quote-unquote, got away with murder. But I just still find it amazing that after all these years, like I said earlier of the program, from the trial of the century to the parole of the century. But once again, it was you, me, Anitra B., Sean Black, Brother B., lyric. Would we have done the same thing? Would anyone care?
Not only would no one care, it wouldn't even make the news.
No. So, and there have been movies and everything about O.J. Simpson. And everybody, you know, their own versions of who did it. And the jokes from back then to now. This is 20-something years, and we still talk about O.J.
Yes.
But what do you think O.J. should do next overall?
If O.J. is smart, he will listen to his lawyers, and he will lay low. What I've been hearing is that he wants no part of Nevada when he gets out of jail, which is where he's at. He is in a jail in Nevada. What he wants to do is go back to Florida because his children are still living there. He still has family that lives in Florida. Now, he can't freely go to Florida unless the parole board and the state of Florida allow him to come in with certain provisions to be able to actually do that. And on top of that, he's going to be on a 5-year probationary period where you can't do anything stupid to risk your parole and getting back in jail. So,
do you think O.J. will do something stupid? Do you think O.J. will do something stupid?
Put it like this. O.J.'s in jail now because he did something stupid. There's a good possibility he may do so, but at the same time, O.J.'s 70 years old. He knows that if he gets back in jail, he will probably be in jail the rest of his life. This is his second, third chance to actually get out and try to get away with trying to live some sort of life outside of jail and away from the eyes of the media. Will he do it? I don't know.
Well, I have another person who's on the line right now who also now had to get away with murderer. He followed O.J. Simpson all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Brother B in the house, y'all.
Hello, hello. What up, y'all?
Good day, sir.
Now, Brother B, before I get into O.J., two things. One question I need to ask you, of how do you get away with murder, since you're an expert on that? And and number two, you think I forgot? Happy belated birthday, Brother B.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Happy. You fine turn 21. But go ahead. What's your thoughts about O.J.?
I can't even get away with taking some sips out of the liquor bottle, let alone using the wrong spoon at my lady's house, because she'd be beefing about the serving spoon. So, anyway, I don't know how to get away from any of that. My thing is this. First and foremost, rest in peace to Chester Bennington, the lead singer of Linkin Park. I'm so shocked.
Yes.
I'm so, so shocked. That voice is irreplaceable. That's number one. Number two, Sean Black said O.J. is 70 years old. Listen, you know, brother, stupidity has no age limit.
That
so
is correct.
I think he's probably going to do, like, look at R. Kelly. you got off one time, and then you turn around and you're like, oh, maybe I can do it again and get off. No, stupid, they're watching you. So he's 70, he's probably broke. There ain't nothing else he can do. Unless he's going to start doing porn and then he get himself in trouble. He's trying to make money.
OJ and porn. I have a good porn collection. There's something about that I can't watch, you know.
But OJ, listen, man. He should have known after his trial, the first time, all the heat that he was getting and how the city was just torn apart. But people, that not even the city, this like the whole freaking world was watching this whole situation. He's an asshole. He's a pompous asshole, and I think he's reaping what he's sown. That's all.
You're funny. They said it earlier.
First of all, I don't think he did it. I don't think he did it. I think he know who did it, but I don't think he did it himself. I think he know who did it.
Well, that's what I say. Also, I think he had something to do with it. Or he know who did it, but he didn't do it himself.
No.
You know, I don't think OJ is completely clean, but it's, like I told Sean earlier, it's funny that even after 20-something years, we're still talking about the trial of the century, now, a.k.a. the parole of the century, and the reaction
well, the only reason,
of some people.
The only reason why, because he's black? The only reason why, because he's black? Because they feel a black man got away with something.
Remember, OJ himself said he's not black, he's OJ. So apparently he's in his own racial denomination. He's in his own genre. But even
and
more
the system,
so.
And the system and the media said you was a Negro. And that's what you are.
Well that's what Jay-Z said in his album a few weeks ago.
But here's a couple of things that speaks on the arrogance that you touched on, Brother B. During this entire, I guess it was an hour and a half parole hearing, and they asked him about, well, what are you going to do with your life? Have you changed, et cetera, et cetera? He said two things that really make everybody cringe. The first thing that he said was, I don't have to worry about having a gun. I've never pulled a weapon on anyone in my life. I've never used a gun, so nobody has to worry about me using a gun. A lot of people raise an eyebrow. The second comment that he said is, I basically spent a conflict-free life. Now, based on that, when you hear conflict-free life, no weapon pulled, et cetera, we already know the knife had OJ's blood there. We also know in the past all of the domestic violence charges that he's had against his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and other instances of domestic violence in his life with other people that he has been romantic with. So that in and of itself is enough to make you raise your eyes. But it goes to his arrogance and his delusion of who he thinks he is. He thinks he is OJ.
But wait a minute. Wasn't the cop, Mark Furman, who severely screwed up, or the detective, whatever he was, wasn't
true.
He romantically linked with Nicole Brown Simpson?
I'm not sure. I know
I thought he was a racist.
He is a racist, and he planted evidence. He is a racist.
Yeah.
See, once you plant evidence, and you're like the lead detective, like then what case is there?
Mm-hmm.
You planted evidence. So who knows what other lengths you have gone to just to make sure this case was going to stick. Now, I look at it like this. For somebody to go so hard to plant evidence, what did you do?
I want to go about what Sean said earlier about what OJ said, but remember, what you say, Sean, earlier, that he's an actor. He has to believe what he said. Same thing as Donald Trump. Every time he speaks, he believes what he said. If Donald Trump said he could save the world, he has to believe he could save the world, even though we all know he's full of crap, but that's his character.
Think he's an actor. In Trump's situation, Donald Trump believes his own delusion because I think he really believes his delusion, as opposed to OJ, who I think is, like you said, he's an actor, he's done movies, he's done television. That we can see.
Listen,
so.
I call myself the King of Kings. Does that make me delusional? Do you know how many people attack me? Or can I say you're the King of Kings? But that's blasphemy against Jesus Christ.
I think when it comes down to being delusional, it's like you, all right, some people would think maybe he's being delusional because he said the whole thing about the gun and stuff like that. It could be a thing of where he's just making a statement like, I never pulled the gun. See, the thing is, what's so interesting about stuff, we weren't there. And we're going off of what the media says.
Mm-hmm.
And from a person who kind of had the experience of being around a situation firsthand and then all of a sudden seeing what the media says, the media, somebody's going to put it out there to kind of misconstrue the story because there's a truth that they don't want known to the public or they don't want known to the people. So they have to put something else out there. Now, with OJ, I'm not saying that he did or didn't pull a gun because I really don't give a damn. But you're an asshole because this dude that you called your friend bought stuff from somebody that stole it from you. And you're going to go confront him with a gun? Listen, if he's your friend, Just go up in his house, take everything back. That's
all right. K-Dog, you're another OJ supporter. You got away with murderer. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Hey, I'm not an OJ supporter. I'm not OJ. The only OJ I support
neither
is the one with the vodka. The one with the vodka. That's the only OJ I
support. That's right, man. That's right. Give me my OJ. Give my OJ with some absolute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey, what's up, everybody?
Got a one. What up, brother?
Yes.
Hey, man, look. Don't worry about it, man. I'm about to drop something on you. Now,
I didn't say anything yet.
Go ahead. Yeah, he's going to cut me off in a few, man. It's all good. But in following this trial, the whole media circus of this trial, O.J. Simpson, once again, you know, is a free man. Let's just hope he does something smart this time because, as stated, O.J. is known for doing something stupid. First up, after that trial, what he should have done was keep a low profile. But this is O.J. Simpson once again. You know he's got to be in the public eye. You know he's got to be out there doing something. Now, with that being said, in wake of the stuff that he said that they stole from him, why couldn't you just go to court and try to get the damn things back instead of going somewhere and getting involved with the robbery? And the thing, and here's what happened is that the very same people that he went with to do the robbery were the same people who turned around and ratted him out.
This is where I have to cut you off on two things. Of course, number one, you had to rat him out because nobody don't want to go to jail for O.J.
Right.
Number two, it's O.J. Simpson. There's no way, no how, especially at this time now, he could keep a low profile. It's like
oh, my goodness.
No, you can't keep a low profile. Like you said, this is O.J., let's say O.J. tried to keep a low profile. You know someone will be watching and watching
every
move.
Well, cameras are
going to
follow you regardless. They're going to follow you regardless, but keep a low profile. But he's not going to do it. And you know what else is that? Remember that guy, Cato Caitlin, the guy that lived in the house? Yeah, well, he noted that Simpson still owes a fortune to both the Goldman and Brown families. From the $33.5 million jury verdict in the lawsuit that was brought on by the two families. And he also said that it was thanks to O.J.'s daughter, Arnell, from his first marriage, that she testified for her father today by showing emotion, and that's what really helped him get off.
I disagree. I think it would let him go anyway because once we heard yesterday in the news that he had a good chance of going, I don't think that's why most of us wasn't surprised. But I don't know if Brother B saw the reaction of most white people, like, are you effing kidding me? They let this bastard go free again.
But I
didn't see it. But I think they mad,
but,
though. They mad.
But
of course
they mad. You know what, Brother B? You know what? Here's what I got to say, everybody. What I was saying was that I was just going according to what I've read. You know, about his daughter. But anyway, I personally knew that he was going to get off. It was bound to happen. And as for white people getting mad, this is why they're mad. That a black man got away with murder. Well, what about when you guys would lynch a black man and get away with it? We hurt. But then after, you guys got mad. And I remember during that whole first verdict in 1995, there were companies who bought TVs, big screen TVs, spent a lot of the company's money bringing these big screen TVs into conference rooms so that people could watch. And when the verdict came out, it was a mixed reaction. Those who were black had to keep their mouths shut from cheering, and those who were white turned red in the face.
True. And
you know, this is where race comes into it.
True. And since Brother B didn't see this, like I told Sean earlier, I have Caucasian white people at my job, and I was watching them, and of course it was cursing at the TV, and I just couldn't help but laugh. I personally care about O.J.? No. Do I care if it's free or not? No. But like I keep telling people, it doesn't affect my paycheck. all I think I care is my children and my paycheck, okay? And little paycheck that I get every week.
You care because you're black.
Exactly.
You you're black, you're supposed to care.
Yeah, but
like you, oh,
I don't care
don't
about
you guys
OJ.
Stick up for one another.
No, I'm not going to support
OJ.
How OJ, why should I support OJ if he's when he said that he's not black? He's OJ.
Hey, exactly, and that's what I was saying earlier. I remember Hot Rod, as a matter of fact, you, Sean, and Anitra B were discussing that with me off the air when I stated that. Again, OJ lost his blackness a long time ago. Come on, man. Let's look at it. Let's look at it that way.
Okay,
he wasn't
so,
black no more.
Brother B, do you forgive OJ? Or do you think he should just move on and just go die in Florida or whatever?
Wait, you said do I forgive OJ?
Yeah.
You got
he
ain't doing nothing to me.
But wait a minute. Wait, listen. OJ ain't doing nothing to me. I don't care about no goddamn OJ. OJ
no,
don't affect my bottom, or my top line. OJ,
yeah,
listen.
He was bad towards the black community. He just owned
okay,
himself
listen,
from the black.
Listen, we ain't got no black community. Because most of the black people that live together don't even help each other. So I don't see why OJ is looked at a certain way. Just like they tried to crucify Bill Cosby just because he made some what they call disparaging remarks about black men and black women and single mothers and all stuff like that. Listen, if truth hurts, take a Tylenol. That's all I got to say.
Yes.
But I don't
give
a damn about no goddamn OJ. That 70-year-old man need to go take his ass somewhere and live the rest of his life. And
there you go.
Which
is what people said after the original verdict that he got off on in 95. And then when they had the civil trial, when he lost that, and if you recall, after the murder trial was over and they interviewed OJ, I think it was literally a day or two later, the first thing he said is, I'm gonna be with my children and my family, and we're gonna concentrate on finding the real killer. That was people made T-shirts out of it. OJ is gonna find the real killer. It's kind of hard to find the real killer when most people think that the person that actually said find the real killer actually is the killer. But even to separate that from this, the problem here, and I stated this before, is that O.J. Simpson is basically the complete microcosm of the entire thought process behind race and fame in this country. When you are African-American or any minority that makes it big, if you are big, if you are safe, and white people, especially white people in big areas, movie theaters, movie studios, etc., they trust you, they trust your name, i.e. Bill Cosby, or in O.J. Simpson's case back in the 70s and 80s. They trust you. You can get away with almost anything. All you have to do is show yourself being humble and show that you are safe and non-threatening. The second that everything goes wrong, as you noticed at the end of the trial when the verdict came out, the complete reaction of white America to, I can't believe this. Now, I personally believe that OJ is guilty, but that has nothing to do with me or anything else. What most African Americans cared about was the fact, forget about the fact that it was OJ doing anything wrong.
Right.
It was the fact that OJ beat the system that is usually geared toward making sure people like O.J. go to jail. And O.J., because of the money that he had, the cachet that he had with people, was able to make sure that he stayed free because he had the lawyers and because he had the cachet to do it. Same thing happened here. He turned on the charm, if you remember, during this parole hearing, laughing and yucking it up and joking along with the parole board and having fun, et cetera, et cetera. And those are the kinds of things that O.J. has hung his hat on his entire adult life, to be able to get over on people to further his own agenda and to make sure he either makes money, gets lots of women, or stays popular. And those are the three things that O.J. has always cared about.
Okay.
Listen.
All right. Go ahead, K-Dog, before I go to the next topic. Go ahead.
All I got to say is that O.J. Simpson is just a 70-year-old man. Hey, just enjoy the rest of your years and, you know, just, well, even though he's not going to do it, keep a damn low profile. That's it.
Do you really think that's going to happen?
Nope.
No, it's not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
But,
let's
move on. I want to get this topic off my chest. It's a topic. Even though, Brother B, you know sports a little bit, right? You know a little bit of football?
Yeah. A little bit.
Well, this is like a... Since we talk about football and OJ, I want to talk about a little bit of Colin Kaepernick. But this probably have been bothering me this week. Because Michael Vick was on one of those sports shows. And he was talking about Colin Kaepernick, like, you know, why he's being blackballed. He can't find a job. He said that basically Colin Kaepernick cleaned up his image and get rid of his afro. They were hoping to try and find a job.
Okay.
Sorry,
no,
you don't.
Background.
Okay, so okay. So you want me to answer a question?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Michael Vick said that he needed to clean up his image and get rid of an afro. Colin Kaepernick could finally get a quarterback job or a football job. How do you feel about that statement as a brother?
He's house nigga. He's trying to win the white people back.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to win the white people back. He be in the house, nigga. He's shucking and driving. That's all he's doing.
Yes.
I'm using the N-word. I'm using the N-word because I hate house niggas. They're despicable.
So he's
like you're willing to turn your back?
He's throwing a black man underneath the bus to make himself look good.
Yeah, well, don't be surprised. The next he'll start doing PETA commercials and dog food commercials and stuff like that and you know, save the animals. That's what's next.
All right, Kato, I'll pass it to you. Then I go to Sean.
Listen, Michael Vick needs to sit down and shut up. That's what he needs to do. First up, telling a man to cut his hair or maybe they'll respect it. Listen, Colin Kaepernick wants to wear an afro, let him wear his afro. And second, I could add something to what Brother B said. The house Negro is the most dangerous black man ever. Don't sit there and, you know, try to condemn somebody because when you committed a crime, yeah, people had your back and said give you another chance. So why is it that you're condemning someone else of something they didn't even commit a crime? They were just taking a stand.
All right.
So I got to say, man.
And to Sean, let me throw this piece in. What bothered me the most about this Michael Vick, Colin Kaepernick thing, like K-Dog and Brother B Touch, you have an ex-convict trying to tell a guy who technically speaking has no criminal records, has not done anything wrong technically speaking. All anything he did wrong is stand up for himself of his free speech, exercising his free speech, and look at him who can't get a job out of nowhere. While Michael Vick got a second chance. Jerry Rice, no, I'm sorry. What was that football player, the Baltimore player that hit his girlfriend in the elevator? I forgot the name. Ray Rice got a second chance. Big Ben, the Pittsburgh Steelers, almost got accused of rape. He got chances. All these athletes get second chances of domestic violence or whatever they did wrong. Well, here, Colin Kaepernick, who had done good, technically speaking, who gave sneakers, who helped out the community, who's once again exercising his free speech. All he did is kneel down and protest. And everybody go buck wild. That was bothering me overall. But what do you think about the Michael Vick, Colin Kaepernick situation? Then I go to Milton X.
Yes. This is one of the more interesting things that are out there. I think if you're looking at Michael Vick, and we both of us, Hot Rod, we had this discussion off air. Usually when an African-American or any minority athlete does something wrong, has to humble themselves to make themselves available, make themselves presentable, safe. Michael Vick spent 3 years in Leavenworth Federal Prison for the dogfighting instances. He got out of jail. He was looking for a job. He got his job. Although the Eagles signed him, he had a ton of protesters waiting for him at training camp. And he eventually won a lot of those fans over because he could still play. He still had a really good arm. He still had really good legs. And he won a lot of football games. Over the course of his last few years, he's resurrected himself. He went from the 6 years in Atlanta to what he is now, and he's basically become popular again. He's made sure that he has not said the wrong thing. Colin Kaepernick, who has done nothing, as you stated before, nothing illegal, has done nothing wrong other than express his own constitutional right to protest during a football game. That was his right. And for Michael Vick to open his mouth and say something along the lines of, well, you need to cut your hair, look more presentable, et cetera, et cetera, it goes to show you that in the eyes of the media, it wasn't Colin Kaepernick's arm that it was his problem. It was his knee that was the problem, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Of course.
You're looking right now at what this it all boils down to, if you're going to tell me that Colin Kaepernick, who has taken a team to two NFC championship games and has gotten a team to the Super Bowl once, is not good enough to quarterback another team in the league when guys like Mike Glennon and some of these other guys who either have very little or no experience at all, at least not as much experience as Kaepernick, are getting paid millions and millions of dollars, and he's still unemployed because of what? That's something that is definitely wrong here.
I'm not saying what he did was right or wrong. I don't care about that topic anymore because that's people's agenda. That's your personal business now.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to admit what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And ladies and gentlemen, make sure your kids are in bed right now because Milton X is on the air. Milton X?
Hide the women and children.
Yeah. We got to get you a shirt.
Hide
the women
and the kids, man.
Listen.
All
right,
so now, before you start, Milton X, what are you going to talk about first, O.J. or Colin Kaepernick?
Well, let's get to Kaepernick. Let's get to that first. First of all, now, you know, I hear you guys say Kaepernick didn't do anything wrong. Well, see, when you don't salute the American flag and you're a black athlete who basically is a well-paid slave, if you
preach,
want to be
brother,
honest
preach.
About it.
Preach, brother.
Basically, you were a well-paid slave in that
please
sense.
Please don't encourage him.
It's too late, Ronnie. if you read the book, $10 Slave, it goes into that, especially in football. So basically, he's going against Massa when he did that. So that's worse than killing dogs. That's worse than rape. That's worse than DUI. That's worse than drugs. Basically, to the white supremacist owners, he is public enemy number one. That's why he's being punished.
Okay. And
it had nothing to do with morals or the right thing, because this is America. America's not about morals or the right thing. America's about power.
Yeah, it's about power, but it's funny how all those things, you could rape, kill, whatever, and you make a stand for yourself, and you take a knee. And that's
hot
rod,
the hot rod. That's how white supremacy works. If you black, you're supposed to sit down, shut up, and obey, nigga. That's your job.
In other words, you know what it is? It is basically Colin Kaepernick took their own shit and used it against them.
Right.
And they don't
and
like it.
Exactly.
They say he took their own
amendment make him
and they used it against them. And they don't like it.
And you know what?
He used the system, made it work for him, and they don't like that.
But and that's why he got to be punished to keep the other athletes from doing the same thing.
Because you know what? Colin Kaepernick, I applaud him for doing that because you know what? Hey, he broke the rule. In other words, he broke the all-American athlete rule.
Right. And also, and basically, he flies in the face that America's this great country, you know, truth, justice, the American way, all that other bullshit. So... And like, wait a second, this little nigga here gonna have to get in line. Now, look, if you want to go into Michael Vick, let's be honest with Michael Vick for a minute. He said something that, you know, we've been taught to us for years. When you go out there, you try to get a good relationship with your employer, you dress a certain way. So
true.
There's nothing new there. However, what Vick don't realize is there's nothing he can do or say at this point. It's over. You know what
so
I'm saying?
If they wanted to, they
probably would kill him if they wanted to. But basically, what they're trying to do is kill his character. So it's
so
over.
You're saying that the glass is broken, it's shattered, it cannot be put back together again.
No. Kaepernick ain't getting no thing in there now.
That's why
I have a question about us as a people. Kaepernick has to put himself on the line for us. So are we going to stop watching football now because he ain't in it?
Nope.
We ain't going to stop watching. People are always going to watch football.
You know,
no matter
what I'm saying? So what does that say about us?
The one thing that most people always talk about in the business world, when it comes to free agents, is having leverage. Kaepernick has no leverage because the 32-team owners,
the first thing
they're going to say is
black people
don't
have
want
leverage.
The baggage.
Well, this is the thing.
How is it that Michael Phelps fails the drug test, but he's still the golden boy for America?
Who?
Michael Phelps.
That's how he failed the drug test. Because he white. No shit.
And see, that's my whole thing. We all know there's a double standard. But it's a racism, but at the same time, it's AKA double standard. So that's true. We need to do something.
Because America full of shit.
We need to support Kaepernick. You know why? Because he didn't have to do, but he believes in the fact of how we're getting shitted on in this country, and he took a stand.
Yep.
So what stand are we taking? We're not taking any stand because we choose to keep going with the step and fetch it bullshit. And this is why it opens the door for Michael Vick to make a stupid-ass statement like that. Like me, personally, you need to snatch his black card. Snatch his black card.
We don't have
the power for a black card.
I say this about Michael Vick. Like I said, who the hell do you think you are, man? You were caught doing
Michael Vick is
and
a beaten down Negro.
No, because you know why? He's a typical house Negro. And again, they're the house Negro is the most dangerous black person ever.
Hold on.
Okay, look, see, this is where I would like to cut you off. What the hell do you mean the house Negro is the most dangerous person?
He's right.
The house is most dangerous because put it like this. It's like you and your wife. You're sleeping together. You're together. She's the one closest to you. So she knows the most, all your secrets, your ins and outs, you, everything. She's the most dangerous. She can hurt you the worst.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
The house Negro is the shield for the white supremacists.
Bingo.
So, guys, I'm telling you this right now. Do not be upset with me when I throw all you guys underneath the bus, okay? Because you know me, I sold my soul to the devil a long time ago, all right? But
some people would think that you already are the devil, but that is, we all think.
All right, so, Miltoness, we got 5 minutes left. What is your intake? OJ, were you surprised? Do you care? Well, I'm sorry. I know you don't care, but...
I was pleasantly surprised that day.
Really?
He was set free.
No,
I thought this whole thing was just... Yeah, I thought there was no way in hell they were going to let him go. But, hey, good for him. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, it pisses some white folk off. So, hey, go for it. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
So
you know what
happy,
I mean?
So, basically, you're happy that OJ is
free
because it pissed it off the white people. That's what it's all about. You like to see white people being pissed off.
Yeah, why not? Spread the misery around. Shit. We've been shitted on for hundreds of years to this day. So, what the fuck? And, you know, he shouldn't have been in jail in the first place. We'll take about your own stuff. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, but no, he robbed somebody to get his own stuff back.
So? It's his own shit.
At gunpoint.
It's just some mental bullshit, and
yeah, how do you rob somebody of your own stuff?
Right, if someone comes and takes my shit. Exactly. Because yeah, that's what I know. If someone will come in your house and take your shit, you're going to go get your shit back.
Listen, if you're going to come to my place to take my stuff, make sure you take baby mama drama first, okay? Take her first, all right?
Shit.
I'm happy with that, all right?
Shit, you know you love her. Stop that bullshit.
Okay. Sean, take it away. I can't. Sean, take it away. I can't.
Oh, man.
I'm going to begin after that one. as you just alluded to, Milt, is that you're not surprised. I'm not surprised at all myself either on the level of this, from this sense. both of us were thinking that OJ was probably going to go back into jail just based on the fact that they were going to piggyback on the previous trial. But if you just go strictly on the case that he went into jail with, that other stuff is not supposed to have any influence at all.
Sure. Okay. I understand it's not supposed to, but we know better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. All right. I got one more caller. Phil the Fish, Matt Fisher, what is your last word?
I could give a rat's ass about O.J. Simpson. I got my own problems.
That's right. Right on.
That's
Phil.
Probably the sentiment the rest of America should probably take.
Exactly. Who cares about O.J., man?
But we should
I
have some
give
advice
a rat's
to O.J.
Ass.
We should have some advice for O.J. When he's eating in public, do not pick up a knife.
Exactly.
Hey, go, O.J., go. You know what I'm saying? Rob some more shit.
O.J. Simpson will probably go down as the most infamous character we've ever seen. And we're bound to hear jokes about, well, what's O.J. going to be doing?
Actually, he's probably going to be capping it, to be honest.
Well, hold on. I got to give it to Phil now. So, Phil, what do you think about the Colin Kaepernick, Michael Vick situation?
All right, it's like this. Michael Vick is an idiot. Colin Kaepernick, he does his own thing. I can give a rat's ass.
Okay, tonight is I Don't Give a Rat's Ass segment by Phil the
That's
Mr.
right.
Mr.
I
think Phil but, just took over for Anitra.
I haven't even heard. Is she even on you on with you guys tonight? I even haven't heard her all night.
No, she's getting busy right now at 42nd and 8th Avenue in the corner somewhere.
Ooh,
Hot Rod, yeah. if she is listening to you, she's gonna kick your ass one of these days.
She doesn't have to listen to the show and kick your ass to beat him.
There's a lot of women that want to kick Hot Rod's ass.
How can she be listening to me if she's getting her head banging against the headboard right now?
Okay.
All right, hold on. I got to go to Brother B. Brother B, do you have a topic for this Sunday night on the menu?
No, not yet, because I got to do something fun. You know what? I might just talk about dumbass people, like the OJs and the Michael Vicks and, like, people in public. Like, why do you do stupid? Like, come on, man. Like, you're in the public eye. You do stupid stuff. Like, problem, man. I need to do something fun on Sunday because I've been getting depressed by all this other political shit. I need to do something
fun. Yeah, man. I'm tired of it, man. We need to have some fun, man. Have some fun.
You know what?
Laugh.
You know what? We might have to talk about sex. We might talk about Hot Rod sex life on Sunday. That's what we're going to talk
about.
That'll be a short conversation.
It can't be too short.
He's got two children, so.
Hey, man,
Only two that we know of.
But I do need to plug in Monday Night Show. We will be talking about the black cop that shot the white woman. Role reverse.
Is that real?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that, man.
It was real news, man. And plus,
now I gotta go look it up.
We got to talk about R. Kelly as a sex cult leader now.
Man,
you
got to take a break.
Whatever.
Listen, R. Kelly's a moron.
Ain't shit going to stop nothing about R. Kelly. We're stepping
that's
the name
right.
of love, come along, you bitches going to still be shaking their ass to it.
Yep.
It don't really fucking matter.
Yep.
And R. Kelly's a moron.
It don't matter.
I just say this.
Go ahead, Phil.
I say R. Kelly's a moron. Let me go pee on someone already.
That's right. You're going to piss on somebody. Or
okay.
Somebody need to pee on him.
Who's to say it hasn't happened already?
Hey, you know he loved those golden showers.
All right.
This one, you. Drip, drip, drip.
All right.
Drip, drip, drip.
Phil, Sosanax, K-Dog, Brian, Brother B. I'm going to the show tonight, guys. Thank you so much, and have a good night, man.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Goodness gracious.
What the hell just happened?
Keep your pee in the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Sean Black, Hot Rod. Thank you for listening to another crazy, weird edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Block Talk Radio. I'm the Hot Rod. This is Sean. I need to be banging her head once again.
Oh boy.
Well, maybe she get. Maybe she's getting home on Golden Showers right now. Hey, what was that?
You hope that she's not.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Remember the.